Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey. Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye.
We have an announcement to make.
More dates have been added to the Shagged Married Annoyed live tour.
It's yes, very indeed. Exciting.
It was announced on Wednesday. You may have already heard, but we wanted to play the little trumpet noise that we found on YouTube.
I'm doing the accent. Chris has let the accent slip, which is very disappointing.
It's not your best work, Rosie. Now,
hear ye, fellow Aussians.
Extra dates have been added. They go on sale today. If you listen to the podcast on day of release, it's Friday the 6th of March. They go on sale at 10 a.m. today. We've had another Edinburgh date, we've had another Manchester, another Birmingham, another Newcastle Arena, and we have added, oh my god, Wembley Arena in London, which is utter madness. Thank you everyone who's bought tickets so far. They sold out in an hour. It was insane. Thank you, and we'll hopefully see you at the other ones. Or I mean, we're panicking, they're not going to sell, but please sell, please come.
Thank ye well, and fare ye with good morrow and no sorrow from us, two greedy bastards. You bought 'em, we are making the most of it.
Yes, and don't buy from touts.
No, here's the jingle.
No, real jingle coming now.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back. Thank you for coming back. What episode is this?
This is episode 54.
54. Shut the bed. Firstly, just from ourselves, I know Chris mentioned it there, we just want to say a huge, huge thank you to everyone who has bought tickets for the tour, to everyone who has bought the book. We are currently living in a little bubble of misbelief right now.
Yeah, it's craziness.
It's our house is very, very surreal at the moment.
But did you mean disbelief?
What did I say?
Misbelief.
Well, yeah. Listen.
God, just
never
bit
said.
A little bit annoyed when you say things like misbelief that A, the book's going to fail, and B, you're going to turn up with a new character called Misbelief.
Oh. Misbelief. She's a fairy from the Forest of Eden. Disbelief.
Disbelief.
Sorry.
Amazing, though. No, it's fine. I just literally, it sounds like a character. Misbelief. Yeah, buzzing. We're just buzzing. You had to have a little lie down, didn't you?
I did. It was all. It's just loads to take in. And the fact that we're even trying to do Wembley is, I had a cry in the shower. I've cried nearly every day in the shower.
Best place to cry. No one can tell.
Yeah, true. You come out and you're just wet anyway, so it's fine. But yeah, thank you so much. And
oh, I didn't know you were crying in the shower. Oh,
Chris, I've cried nearly every day
in
the shower.
Oh, darling. Well, you left the hotel that we were in on Friday morning when we announced the tickets and they all went on sale and it went like barnstorming. And I watched your Instagram stories and you were in a taxi crying and I like rang you and I was like, are you okay? You were like, yeah, I'm just
it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is. But look, it's going to be awesome. Thank you if you bought tickets already. The new tickets are on sale now. Please, as I say, don't buy from touts. I'd rather have the empty seats. There's touts selling tickets for hundreds of pounds. Don't.
Yeah,
it's not worth hundreds of pounds. So look, I know what we're worth. We're not for a couple hours.
We don't need, the terrifying thing is people have been sending me pictures of the tickets that have been sent already. And I'm like, oh, right, okay, so we have to sort out what we're going
to
do.
We have to definitely do this, yeah. We've got some lush stuff planned. It's going to be great. So thank you very much. And we'll hopefully see you all there.
See you there.
The bloody beauties.
Imagine if all of them bought us a glass of wine. How many wines would I have?
That don't, because that's just, I've literally got a panic attack thinking about how much wine there's going to be there. Don't buy, we'll bring our own wine.
If they could buy it in them glasses that have got the little cap on top, that I wouldn't mind that.
Why? Why not? Little cap? What, wine glass with a lid?
Yeah, you get them from Marks. They've got like a little, they're a little plastic cup. Oh, and they've got a little,
it's like a yogurt.
Like a yogurt, right. But wine.
Yeah.
And I've got a little song about it.
Oh, which is?
Little bottles of wine make me feel fine.
There we are. Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, fantastic.
Thank you. Wembley.
Bloody Wembley. Oh, mad.
I would ask what you've been up to, but
just having panic attacks.
It's very similar to what I've been up to.
Yeah, just having panic attacks and, you know, thinking, waking up in the middle of the night thinking no one's going to buy tickets. And then when they all bought tickets, putting the new dates on, announcing them, then waking up in the middle of the night thinking there's no one left to buy tickets.
No.
In my head, everyone who wanted a ticket got it. And now we're just, everyone's going to go, well, no, there's no one else.
But they didn't though, because I got a lot of messages from people annoyed that they didn't get tickets. So hopefully those 20 people will buy the extra.
Bring your mates to Wembley, guys!
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So you went out at the weekend for a little celebrate, didn't you, with your mum and your sister?
Yeah.
And a couple of your mates.
Yeah.
Now you came in Saturday night drunk.
Yeah.
Woke me up and began telling me about a story that had happened. Would you like to enlighten our dear listeners?
Well, I think the Smars will enjoy this. And it was one of those moments where you just think, is this really happening? And it did really happen. So yeah, out with my mum and my sister, and we saw two of my friends there, and we were all sat. End of the night, everyone was a little bit merry. It was about midnight. Mm-hmm. And the pub was closing, so we all had to go to the bottom end of the pub while we're waiting for our taxi. Got to the bottom end of the pub, and we thought, you know what? Let's remember this moment. And take a little picture. So we asked a man who was just stood, would you mind taking a picture of us,
right,
please? My sister asked him. He took the picture. He actually dropped our phone, which was very annoying, but it was fine. And then he left. And then what happened after that, Chris, was his girlfriend proceeded to shout abuse at us.
Ah.
For approximately 12 minutes or so.
12 minutes!
To the point of where I was a little bit concerned about her, because I thought she has just lost the plot right now. A boyfriend doesn't know where to be seen.
So he disappeared.
He disappeared.
What was she shouting?
Okay, so she was shouting, why are you looking at me, boyfriend?
Great.
To everyone.
Yeah, a 12-year-old would shout.
Well, the best bit was my friend, who hadn't actually seen my sister give the man the phone and was a bit drunk anyway, didn't really realise we'd had a picture taken, was very much of the, who's our boyfriend? Who are we looking at? That kind of thing. Sandra got the giggles because it was a bit ridiculous. Brilliant. So then she started shouting.
Sandra bloody scrapping on a Saturday night.
Sandra got the giggles.
I can't believe it.
So the girl proceeded to shout, don't be laughing at me! Don't be laughing at me. And then
translation, that is
laugh at me. And then it got really intense where somehow the lady gone on to the thought of that we wanted her boyfriend to finger us all.
Right. And what gave you the idea that she was thinking that?
Well, because she shouted, he's never gonna finger you.
That is.
He's
he
doesn't.
That's my favourite catchphrase ever.
He doesn't want to finger you. He's never going to finger you. To the other point, my friend is still going, who is she talking about? Who wants to finger us? It got a little bit insane. I left it. Kate was like, just leave it. It's not worth it. Her friend was sat on her phone, just. Like it must happen all the time.
I love that when you see someone kicking off and when like you've never seen it before and it's always good to look at their mate because their mate is, you can see the look on their face where they're just like, another Saturday night out with Sharon.
Yeah, oh
she's,
yeah.
Oh, she's shouting the fingering thing again. Yeah. Great. Oh, so, just ordering a fucking Uber.
She's just like, losing her mind. And so her friend was just not fazed at all.
He's never going to finger you.
He doesn't want... So venomous. He doesn't want to finger you. He wouldn't finger you in a million years. Why do you want to get... I was like, what? Why is fingering come into this? Who are you? He wasn't even there.
So he just disappeared.
He disappeared.
I love shit like
this. He disappeared. And then, well, it broke... I was really good, okay? Mm-hmm. I just ignored her. I was like, oh, wow, let's just leave that. She's clearly, she wants to start a fight and we're not going to give her it and blah, blah, blah. She's, whatever, let her. I lost my cool, Chris.
Did you?
Right? We got outside.
Doesn't sound like you, Rosemary.
Well, I did. I held it in for so long and then I really lost my cool because we were outside.
Yeah.
She was getting in her taxi. We were getting in our taxi and she shouted to us whilst laughing, bye, bitches, laughing. Yeah. Like it had all been a joke.
Yeah.
Like it had all been some funny little joke where actually she ruined the end of our night by shouting about fingering when nobody really wanted to get fingered because we're all over 30 we're married and we can't be arsed with fingering.
You all wanted to be fingered.
Well, whatever. And then I really lost my cool because she was laughing her head off getting into our taxi shouting bye, bitches.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what it is? No, you are, you stupid little girl. Go and get fingered.
So, as of now, I'm going to open a merch shop on the brand new Shag Marry and Order website. There's going to be brand new t-shirts. On the front, it's going to say, he wouldn't finger you in a million years. On the back, it's going to say, bye, bitches. So, copyright, Shag Marry and Order 2020. They'll be out shortly.
Honestly.
I love that. So, you see that as a man as well. You see that on nights out as well. I'm sure everyone listening has had, you know, we've all been at taxi ranks and we've seen people kicking off or whatever. For me, it's the I'm always astounded by the people who can have a huge, massive argument or an actual physical fight and then go on with the night like it never happened.
I know.
So she's like laughing. Like, if I am ever in an altercation where I've got to physically, you know, get someone out of the way or jump out of the way of someone or calm someone down or argue with someone, I'm like shaking for 3 hours and I will go to the toilet and cry.
Yeah.
Like,
it's ridiculous. True. Chris, it was so ridiculous. I thought I was getting punked.
Yeah.
Do you know Punk, that program?
Yeah.
I was like, because she'd gone in on us so much and by herself, just like, what? And then 10 minutes later, laughing her head off getting the taxi.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
It's always...
I'm angry thinking about it now.
It's always that thing when there's one person shouting at a big group of people. You're always in your head think, well, this person's obviously unhinged and probably a psychopath.
Yeah.
Because they're shouting at loads of people. Did I ever tell you, years ago, I went to visit my mate in uni.
Mm.
And we were in the little common room thing in his halls, more all like having a drink. And one of the lads ran in, and he'd been asleep in his room. And like these 10 lads had like came into his room and started like smashing his room up.
Right.
And he came in to see us, and he was like, "These lads have done it." And we all ran outside to see these lads, and we're all arguing with them. And one of them was doing the main argument, and like his mates all like walked away while he was arguing with this guy.
Right.
And they all let, and we were like, I remember one of the lads was like, you know, all your mates have gone and left you. And this guy went, that's because I'm a professional boxer and they know I'm about to put you all in hospital. And we all shat our pants and left. And then I remember like about an hour later going, I think he just had our lives there.
Yeah, do you think he was just
I think his mates left because they thought there was going to be a huge fight. And I think he's actually just confidence boost fucked us.
Yeah.
He was full of it. But we all went, sounds
right.
He sounds dangerous. He's never going to finger us in a million years. And we all just left.
There's Sharon in the background. He would never finger you.
He's a professional boxer. He cannot finger with his gloves on. Unbelievable.
Where'd you get fingering? Where did that come from?
I don't know. But do you know what it is, right? I always like it when I hear ladies talk about fingering because I always think it's a silly thing that boys laugh about. But, you know, it's nice to know that both the sexes are joking and talking about fingering. I just like that it's
maybe
still...
Sharon is a full-on New Age feminist, actually.
Yeah.
And she's just bringing fingering into the nation.
Maybe she is desperate for him to finger her.
And this was her way of getting fingered.
And he never does. And when she has a few drinks, it comes out. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, maybe he's like, not before we're married, Sharon. Not before we're married. No, Jesus is me only, whatever. Like,
so
right?
So she...
And then she has a few drinks and sees him literally taking a photo for someone and goes, you think he's going to think? You think again. Valentine's Day, no fingering. Christmas, no fingering. We set the date. 4 years, we're getting married while he saves up.
What, he's fingering?
I am begging for a finger up in this bitch.
And then that's what's happened when she's shouting bye, bitches. She's literally getting fingered in the taxi.
He might have went, you know what, Sharon, you've made such a scene. I get it. Look, I'm going to make an exception.
I give in.
I've spoken to me, you know, I've went and had a word with me Lord. I'm allowed to do it once on this night, but only if you don't look at us while it's happening. So put your head out of that taxi window.
I don't think I've ever dissected a story so much in my life. That's what happened. And Sharon, if you're listening, I forgive you.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Oh, I was going to be Rebecca, right. But no, I was going to be Sharon from the pub right. Saying fingered, but you've sprung it on us too quick. So
Sharon beef is
I was
what?
Literally going to introduce Sharon.
Right.
From the pub. Do it again.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello. Is that Chris Ramsey?
Yes.
This is Sharon from the pub. Yeah, you've just been talking about us.
Yes.
Not being funny, like, but my lad would never finger you.
He wouldn't finger me.
In a million years. No.
He wouldn't finger me either.
Wouldn't finger you. Wouldn't finger your ma. Wouldn't finger your da. Wouldn't finger your cousin.
Do not bring my mom into this.
Listen, you would not finger your ma in a million years. So leave it out, right? And next time your lass is out.
Sharon.
What?
Where's this anger coming from?
Yeah, I haven't been fingered.
I knew it.
In over 20 years.
20 years?
20 years. I've not had nae fingers up me for 20 years. And I swear to God, like, it's closing up. It's been so long.
Oh, nah. Nah.
It's true. And I'm sorry, right, but when I'm on a night out, it's getting really cross about it. And, like, it comes out in other ways. And I dare mean it, eh?
Why don't you break up with him and get another?
Card? Listen, he's got really nice fingers. And I look at them all the time and I think, oh, yeah, just put them up as. And he never does. So I'm staying with him. We're working through it, right? And listen, one day, I'll get fingers. And I'll ring you back. Right. Anyway, Anna, Barry.
You know Barry, do you?
Aye, he was my last fingering.
20 years ago.
20 years. All right, I've got a gun.
Okay, thank Listen, you for that. Thanks, Sharon.
If you say my lad, tell him, get a finger. Oh, here's a finger.
Oh, here's a... Anyone outside the Northeast, just... I can only apologise for what just happened. That was, if you're from the Northeast, you did recognise that impression. If not, just be afraid. Be aware and be afraid.
Bye, bitches.
Yeah, goodbye, bitches. Yeah. How could you forget our catchphrase? Oh, great. That was actually quite scary. You actually sounded like every drunken chav lass in the past who's asked us for money on the metro.
Yeah, I've been started on loads of times by people like
people
that.
People sound exactly like that. Yeah. Do you know that that actual voice apparently comes from smoking too much weed? That at the back of the voice.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently it comes from smoking too much weed. Oh. Yeah. And apparently, I think one king sort of chav had it years and years ago, then all the rest of them like copied off him. Kind of like, you know how a king of Spain once had a lisp, so now all the Spanish accents talk with a lisp. It's kind
of
the same thing.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, like, there's a lot of lisping in the Spanish accent when you're speaking Spanish.
Speak
a lot
Spanish?
Well, I can't speak Spanish, can I?
What is chow
like, Spanish? Donde esta? And all that. There's like, and apparently it was a Spanish
king. Mambo.
Mambo. I don't know what that was. That is literally Mambo Italiano. That is literally a different accent. Literally different. But yeah, so I think it's the same kind of thing. I think like a king chav once had it because he did smoke too much dope and then all the rest of the little chavs copy. Another one for you. Northeast chav. I came up with this, right? This is my theory. Oh. You know how chavas used to wear, we're talking in the 90s, you know, used to wear their caps in the air, the peak of the cap in the air. Do you know where that came from?
Was
I worked
it...
this out the other day. I worked it out
right,
the other
no,
day.
No, I don't know where it's come from.
So I had a cap on and I was playing pool. And you can't play pool with a cap on because you can't see because you've got to put your head right down and look up and you can see the peak of your cap. So I had to pull the peak all the way up to the back of my head. They're always in the arcades, weren't they, playing pool and that? That's what it's
from. Wow.
Worked it out.
See, this is you might be listening now thinking, God, what are they talking about? But give it 200 years, people are going to be talking about this. It's going to go down in history.
I'm going to have a PhD in chav cabbage.
Yeah, that'll be a thing one day.
Yeah.
People talk about teddy boys and stuff, you know, with the gangsters and all that, with them, and they had the razor blades and the
Peaky Blinders and all that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They'll be talking about chavs the
Brilliant.
Same.
Can't
yeah.
wait.
They took the pants into the socks so that they can go faster on the bikes. They've always got six packs.
Always.
Because they're on the bikes all
like
the time.
Like bloody whippets. Aye? Yeah. Yeah.
Funny that, isn't it?
So there you go.
You're welcome. What is your beef?
My beef with you this week is very, the quickest, it is the most, I think, other than when I change it on the spot, when you say a beef and I have to quickly change it to combat your beef. You walked in, I saw you today in the office, right? Sitting, doing your little fingerprint thing on your laptop that I got you. You're working out your little thing, you know, little fingerprint.
I was keying it in.
Yeah, you are. You are letting it learn your fingerprint. Mm-hmm. You walked in just as I was setting up all the podcast gear and opened your laptop with your finger and went, I can open my laptop, my fingerprint. Isn't that amazing? I literally sat you down when I got you that laptop and said, store your fingerprint so you can open your fingerprint. And you actually said the words, I don't want to do it. It's pointless. I haven't got time. And you actually called us a nerd. And then you come in and tell me how amazed you are that you can open up your fingerprint. And I'm raging.
Well, I've just found the time to do it.
Mental. Nah.
Why can't I experience anything on my own? Why have you got to be a part of it? Why can't I just take the few weeks to realise that I would like to do it by myself? I've upgraded it and everything.
First of all, very, very annoying that I got you that laptop for Christmas and you've only just put your fingerprint on it now.
It's only March. It's just March.
Right. Do you know your laptop has had less finger action than Sharon?
Oh, I might call me laptop. I haven't named this laptop yet. I might call her Sharon.
Yeah, because your finger.
And she recognises my finger. Oh, Sharon. Little Shaz. Love you.
So, yeah, you basically told us to stick it up my arse and then you came in explaining how amazing the fingerprint is. Very irritating.
Well.
It's like that. It's up there with when you say to someone you should watch this TV show and they go, nah. And then like a year later, they go, oh, I'm watching this show, it's amazing. And you go, I fucking told you to watch that. And they go,
no, only you do that. You want to own everything, actually.
Ish.
My beef with you this week is that you are absolutely obsessed with Siri.
Right.
I cannot stand Siri. And I didn't think that people actually use Siri. You know who I thought used Siri?
Who?
Old nanas. I thought old nana. I was like, oh, Siri's a bit strange. It's been on there for ages, but nobody uses it. You use it now all the time.
You know what? Do you know why I use it, right? I'll use it if I'm getting ready, if I'm busy getting ready, and I'll say, hey Siri, what's the temperature?
Yeah. Oh God, no you don't.
I do, I say, what's the temperature? What's the temperature?
You live in the northeast of England, no, and it's March. You can guess what the temperature is. Nah, are you worried it's going to be like 19 degrees? El Scorcho when you get outside.
We might be in a storm, we might have a storm where it goes all calm and hot. Might be a little heat wave
coming. I'll tell you now, it'll be between 1 and 9, that temperature.
Very broad, that.
That's
broad.
Not. It's definitely cold weather.
Do I need a vest under my T-shirt
or
not? No,
you need a T-shirt, a jumper and a coat. Oh, here's another beef for you, actually. Talking about coats. You, Mr. went to London last week. I don't need a coat. Well, do you not want to take a coat just in case? No, I don't need a coat. I'm going to be going from Carter. Don't need a coat. I went, Chris, I think you might need a coat. It's winter. You'll probably need a coat. Get your coat. Oh, can I believe you're making us take my coat? Stood on the train station, freezing. I'm glad I brought my coat. It's like having another child, and I can't bear it. Why wouldn't you? If you're going away for a couple of days in England in March, why wouldn't you take your coat? Who do you think you are? Thor. Listen. You're hot? Who was the hot one?
Not Thor.
Who's the hot one?
Fantastic.
Him, the fire one.
Fire on. Johnny Flame.
Johnny Flame. Who do you think you are? Johnny Flame.
Oh, hey. Hey, Siri. Tell Rosie to piss off. Well, that's
He's had your life. Sit down, Ramsay. Sit down. Sit down.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Question from the pews and the cues.
Public. Right. Who wants to go first? Because I've got some this week as well.
I'll go first.
Okey cokey.
I've got a few. I've got a long, nice one. I've got a couple of nice. I've got a couple of short ones. Okay. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Listening from Canada.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Yeah. Love the podcast. Keep them coming. We shall do.
Yeah.
I have an odd situation and wondered if I could have your advice.
Of course.
There are three characters in this story. Myself, alias Sarah, Jake, nice, and Chris. I ran into...
Doesn't mention if she's given them aliases, can we just mention here?
It doesn't know. So, well, it's Canada. They might not all be listening.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So there's Sarah, Jake and Chris.
Got you.
I ran into an old friend, Jake, at a party. We were flirting and I thought it might go somewhere. Everyone got drunk and slept over. So I ended up in bed between him and a guy named Chris.
Oh, God.
In the middle of the night, I got hot and got out to sleep on the floor for a bit. But neither of them realised. And they ended up making out with each other, both thinking it was me they were kissing. This was discovered in a very funny conversation between the three of us. My thing with reading this was,
yeah,
very funny, lovely little mix-up.
Brilliant.
How did they not know?
I mean, I'm guessing they were both clean-shaved.
Really clean-shaven.
And it's the dark. And they might have literally started kissing and thought, oh, this, she's not, this is weird, but just kept going.
I just think you'd know.
I don't know, and I'm not prepared to put myself in a situation where I want to find out.
I think I would know the difference.
Do you reckon?
I don't, yeah.
In the dark, if it's someone you've never kissed before, in the dark.
Maybe if you're drunk. And you could start off, I suppose, couldn't you?
Oh,
you could start off kissing.
Ugh.
Glad they didn't get the fingering part.
Oh,
that would have been awkward. What's this? The question is, do you think I can still ask Jake out, or has the moment passed considering our first kiss was actually his first kiss with Chris? Oh, hey.
I think you should. Definitely. That's great. It's a brilliant story. Yeah, it's a fantastic story.
Maybe Jake and Chris will get together?
I'm already jealous of the best man at their wedding getting to use that story.
It is a very good story.
Yeah. You need to tell the best man. Yeah, that needs to be. Yeah, I love that. Definitely still go out. And you know, hey, if there's ever a threesome on the cards, I know who you call.
Exactly.
So there we go.
Chris.
Not
you, though.
Not
hopefully.
Me.
That would be a long way to go for a threesome.
Would never do it.
Would you go to Canada for a threesome?
I wouldn't go anywhere for a threesome. If there was a threesome happening in my garden, I'd shut the curtains. Mingin, stop it, everyone. Stop doing it.
I love that scene. Because
I'd go and get the hose. I'd hose them down. You know what? I wouldn't even get the... Rosie, I'd get the car chair. I'd get the jet washer.
Ooh,
I'd take strips of their skin off their back. Dirty sods!
Imagine if we caught some, like, three people having a threesome in our garden.
Jokes aside, I don't know what I would do. Please no one come and have a threesome in the garden for shits and giggles.
Here's a story. When I used to work in an office building in Sunderland, and we once caught a couple fingering in the car, and we watched them for a good 15 minutes.
Did they work there?
No, they didn't work there. They were just in the car, like, underneath the office block, and we were like... You could see everything, and we all watched them.
Well, of course he did, yeah.
For a long time.
That's officers, isn't it? Yeah, literally. Like important work to do. Seen this pigeon outside? Everyone at the window.
Yeah.
So yeah, fingering would, oh my God.
What's with fingering today? I rang all of the levels, and everyone was like, come down reception.
Company-wide email, reception, come and see this.
Luckily, it was before camera phones, because...
Yeah.
I've been all over that.
Yes.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got one for you here. Hello, Chris and Rosie. My girlfriend recently found out that I watch porn the odd time when sorting myself out and absolutely flipped her lid. According to her, that's as bad as cheating as it is thinking about someone else. I said to her, surely when she does it, she's not always thinking about me, but she claims she is. Brackets, I've seen me naked and I'm no fucking Ryan Reynolds, so I'm calling bullshit. I told her it was only the odd time, but she was still livid. I've always thought it was a pretty normal thing to do. Am I wrong? First of all, you're lying. It wasn't the odd time. You do it every time she leaves the house. Next.
Oh, what are you getting jealous about porn for?
That's mad, isn't
it? You can't be getting jealous about porn.
What is your life going to be? Mate, honestly, I would knock that on the head. Well, I mean, I couldn't. No, I would. I would knock that on the head.
Are they married?
Nah, girlfriend. My girlfriend recently found out to watch porn.
Are they young?
I don't know. God, don't tell her that her dad watches porn. She'll freak right out. Because man does.
That's not a nice thing. No, you kind of be getting jealous of someone watching porn.
Nah, it's not real, man.
No, it's not real at all. Watch some documentary. Watch a Louis Theroux.
What do you think?
You'll realize.
What do you think about her claim that whenever she sorts herself out, she's always thinking about him?
Absolutely
she for
not.
Real?
Absolutely not.
In a million years.
She needs to go to college and have a little imagination. No, she doesn't.
No.
No. I don't even enter her head.
Not sure if I get his name.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right. Now, this, I read this next question, right?
Yeah.
And it sounded to me like it was me and you. These people are me and you, right?
Okay.
Dear Rosie and Chris, me and my husband had the biggest argument of our 5-month marriage last week over a who smashed the plate situation.
Mm.
We were hoping you guys could settle the argument for us.
Okay, we'll try.
So, I had a very nice plate to put cakes on.
I know.
It's already really weird, but okay.
I know what kind of plate that they're talking about.
It was a special plate my mum had bought a few years ago. I stored it
It's got meaning.
I stored it inside my plastic cake carrier, which has 4 plastic clips and a handle. I mean, I'm loving the cake preparation.
Right.
Right, just stored it inside a plastic cake carrier that's got clips in it.
Yeah.
I put the plate away one day and must have forgotten to close 2 of the 4 clips. I had safely taken the cake carrier with said plate in and out of the cupboard multiple times without smashing the plate, even with the clips open. However, one evening last week, my husband lifted it out of the cupboard by the handle and the plate slipped out and smashed on the floor. My husband then came in to tell me that this had happened. I got upset as I really liked the plate.
Mm.
Being the sensitive and caring man he is, my husband then decided to say that it was entirely my fault that the plate was smashed as I hadn't closed the clips correctly.
Oh, what's he playing?
Well, we have gone very deep into this argument and I've decided that in a court of law, he would be tried for manslaughter of the plate rather than the murder, but he is still guilty. He claims that I set up the murder of the plate because for not closing the clips, I'm guilty more than him. Tell us your thoughts, please. That's the kind of shit we would argue about for like fucking weeks and weeks and weeks.
Really? A plate?
No, the blame. The blame of it.
Well, you see, right, he's done it all wrong.
Right.
He's completely done it all wrong.
Okay.
Because he'd have been better off going in and saying, I've broke this plate. I'm so sorry. And then leaving it at that. But no, he's come in and said, I've broke the plate. You didn't put it away properly. But at the end of the day, you're the one who's broke the plate.
Right, okay.
So I am completely on her side.
Right.
And he is absolutely in the wrong. He's a plate breaker. He's a live destroyer. Life destroyer. He's a memory smasher. And he's a lying thief.
Why is he a lying?
Because he clearly is. So, nah, he's in the wrong. He should have just said, I'm sorry, I smashed your plate. And then... that she'd have went, oh, I'm a bit gutted about that, but it's just a plate, it's fine. But no, he's made it into this whole bigger thing, and he's an arsehole.
So you think the fact that he immediately put blame on her is a sign that he's guilty?
Absolutely.
Right.
He smashed the plate.
But she didn't put the clip.
Oh, I knew you'd be on his side. I knew you'd be on his side. No, I'm sorry, Chris, come on. Who smashed the plate?
Right.
He smashed the plate.
I...
There's no other evidence you need other than that.
Why was he getting it out of the cupboard? I need to know that.
Why was he? Exactly.
Why is he getting out of the cupboard? Had she said get that out of the cupboard? Or was he moving it and had he not realised? I think when you pick something up, you know that 2 of the 4 clips aren't clipped. You can probably feel...
Come on.
I don't know.
Come on.
I think the both. I think the both.
I'm
going
to give you 3 seconds to make a decision. They can't both go to jail,
right?
And they can't both be innocent. You need to pick a side,
right?
Right.
Right.
I'm going to give you a three. One, two, three.
Her fault.
You prick. It's not.
It is. She didn't close the thing properly. She should close it properly.
But you shouldn't be such butter fingers and
but
be careful.
He picked it up by the handle, which should have been working if the clips were closed properly by the person who put it away. And that was her. Change your mind, haven't I?
Well, it could have just been avoided if he just said sorry for smashing the plate.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, then. Well, then, there you go. We'll agree to disagree. Babadoo, 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 ba. Right, this one is a bit of a long one. I haven't got round to it just yet. But it's been sitting on my laptop for a while.
Oh.
And I've been waiting for the opportunity.
Dust.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Apologies for the wall of text, but my wife has been pestering me to send this story into you for a while now, so here it goes.
Oh.
Back in the mid-noughties, a guy went out for a gig with some of my mates. So he's the guy. I went out for a gig, and it was at Wolf Mother?
It's a band, yeah.
Yeah, with some of my mates.
Ooh.
It was a great gig, and to date, been the only one I've ever crowd surfed.
Oh,
that's
well done.
Cool. Anyway, after the gig, we arranged to meet up with some girls we knew because one of them was sharing a flat with one of the guys. We all got along well and started to pair off before ending up back at the flat that two of them shared, where the drinks continued to flow. The only beer they had was Stella, which isn't a favourite of mine, but beggars can't be choosers.
Oh, no.
It's true. Anyway, after some sociable post-nightclub chat, things were looking like they'd be progressing to the next stage soon. So, I popped in a couple of chewing gum pellets and started to chew. I didn't want my breath to smell of the previous hours of lager, the latter of which I didn't even like.
Who the fuck calls them chewing gum pellets?
This guy. It's a bit strange, isn't it?
Chewing gum pellets? What, are you a horse? Pellets?
But they are like pellets.
They are. Do you know what it is, right? It's annoyed us because it's weird, and it's annoyed us because he's kind of right.
It is. It's too... What's the word?
So he's lived in a world where the sticks used to be the thing.
Yeah.
The long sticks. Remember them? The Wrigley's long sticks that you'd fold into your mouth.
Yeah. Listen, don't slag off the older generation.
So he's just annoyed us.
Listeners, this is fine. You ready?
Yeah.
Popped in 2 chewing gums. All right. Didn't want to have a Stella breath.
Got you.
Shortly after, you might want to take a leaf out of his book, Chris.
Right.
Actually.
Oh, wow.
Just when you come in from a night out and say goodnight to me with your monkey beer breath.
Oh, yeah.
Which is disgusting.
Brilliant. Yeah, just coming in and regale you with stories about women shouting, fingering in the street. Oh, no, that was you. And you stank while you were doing it.
Listen, Robin enjoyed it.
Stale tuna. Stale taxi driver tuna. And then a full night of drinking and shouting.
The double T, taxi tuna. Right, shortly after, we retired to the respective bedrooms and the girl and I get into her bed and down to business.
Oh, God.
I managed to hide the chewing gum to one side of my mouth for the kissing and almost forget about it.
Oh.
Things progress, and before I know it, I've manoeuvred myself down the bed and started to give her a good tongue blasting.
Is that what he's wrote? He's wrote tongue blasting. You.
So he's gone from
horrible
chewing
man.
Gum pellets to tongue blasting.
God, you work on your phrases, man.
Oh, gosh. It takes a minute or two, but then I remember the chewing gum and think, well, if I manage to kiss her okay, this shouldn't be too much of an issue.
Oh, I feel sick. I feel sick.
Unfortunately, after an indeterminate, what's that?
Indeterminate. I don't know.
Amount of time.
I'm telling you right now, I've never known that word. I've never known how to say that word. I say it really quick.
Intermittent. Is it intermittent?
No. I say it really quick so no one realises, but you know what? You went past that point a while ago.
Sorry. Well, you know what, guys. You know what I mean. So after an unknown amount of time,
well done.
The chewing gum is dislodged and drops into her pubes.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
I slightly panic and try to suck it out, but instead it just gets further caught in her hair. So I get back to the job at hand and think I'll mention it later and we'll have a good laugh.
I'll mention it later. I'll mention it later.
I'll
remember to mention that later.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't want to know. I mean, in my head, I know what's happened, but
there's
carry
more.
On. Yeah.
After we finished, however, we pretty much fall asleep instantly. Then in the morning, we say our awkward goodbyes and I was just too scared to bring it up, thinking that I'll probably not see her again anyway. Needless to say, I had to tell my mates how I messed up, and from then on, I was known as Minty Minge.
Can I just say to the lads who made that nickname up, Minty Minge. Absolutely fantastic work, gentlemen.
It would be
fantastic
lovely
work.
If he was called like Mike.
Yeah, Minty Minge Mike.
Oh, however, a couple of weeks later, I'm out with the same lads and happen to end up meeting with the same girls again. I pull her aside and tell her I owe her an apology, to which she says, "What for?" And as I can't bring myself to say the words, I just say, "I'm sorry for being so drunk the last time I saw her." She says not to worry about it, and as time went on, she was clearly interested in inviting me back to hers again. This time, I made sure not to eat any chewing gum, and things were going well. However, I didn't have any condoms on me, so when it got to that stage, I had to nip into the next room to ask my mate, and he gave me one. I jump back into bed and unwrap the condom and put it on, then get to it. Pretty quickly, I realised that something was wrong, and noticed a tingling on my willy. Then it started to go numb. Turns out, it was a mint or menthol condom that I'd put on inside out. It wasn't painful, but it meant I could hardly feel a thing, and the lack of feeling must have contributed to an uncertain rhythm, because at one point I banged my nose off her head, and although it wasn't sore, it was enough to trigger a brief nosebleed with just a drip of blood smeared across her cheek.
Fucking hell, where's this come from? This is horrendous.
Poor girl. After the events of the first meeting, I didn't want to embarrass myself again, so naturally, I gave her some big sloppy kisses, which also took in enough of her cheek to try and lick off her blood.
For God's sake.
While trying to accomplish this tricky task of licking her face without making it obvious that's what I was doing, I was, of course, going through the motions, but without actually feeling anything. Then went on for a bit, but without the benefits, it was basically just exercise, so I eventually faked an orgasm for the one and only time in my life, just to make it stop.
Good what? God.
So much to take in.
So, right, he didn't have the condom on inside out. I'm familiar with them kind of condoms. And the artist to like to decrease the sensitivity.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's what they're for. So right. He had it on the right way. Why would it... Is he mad? Why would it be the other way? Why would it be so the woman can't feel anything? Is he stupid?
But if it was inside out, how can you put a condom... It wouldn't roll down.
Oh, Rosie, some of the stuff we've heard people doing.
It would roll up.
Yeah.
You'd have to like...
So what I'm saying is he had it on the
so
right
it's
way.
Right, okay, it was on the right way.
It was like a slight numbing gel. It'll be like a numbing gel.
Can we just go back a little bit?
Yeah.
How did she not know she had chewing gum in her pubes?
Where did it go? What happened?
It went in her pubes.
I honestly
she's
thought
not
he was going to say
it.
I thought he was going to say when he had sex or the next time he found it in there.
No, she's not mentioned
like,
it.
Like hook a duck.
That would have been like the twit.
Oh,
the
God.
Cornflakes in the beard.
I don't know where this chewing gum ended up. Is it weird that I'm now slightly worried about where this chewing gum ended up?
Where do you think it is? Inside.
It takes 7 years to come out if you eat it.
Imagine how much longer it would take to come out if it's in there. Imagine if she had a bane. Push the bane out and
comes
a bit
out
of chewing.
Chewing. Comes out chewing. All right.
Mama, I found this. Lost all its flavour.
Lost all its babadoo, 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 babadoo. Rosie, as you know, I went through the emails this week and I have found a fecal-related email.
Well, I was trying to do less of the poo stories.
Well, shouldn't let me go through the email. Right. Play the jingle.
Ready? Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits, all the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit.
I'm ready.
Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Oh, well done. About shit.
Yes!
Shag married and shit.
Yes!
Yes! Well
Come on.
Done, Chris.
Right, now.
First time ever.
This story for me isn't about... I'm going to actually dumb down how much detail... The lady has gone into about all of the disgusting bum-based sort of
right.
product, right? Because it's not about that. And you'll see by the time we get to the end, right?
Okay.
I took my husband to Mexico for his 40th birthday. It was a surprise, may I add. And what a surprise he had. We went out on a pub crawl with the reps. That I'm already I already don't want to be on this holiday.
Went where out with did they the go? Reps. Mexico.
Mexico, and they went on a pub crawl with the reps.
Horrific.
We were drinking vodka and Red Bull all night, dancing on the tables, doing shots, having the time of our lives. Mm. Very good. I'd been constipated for 4 days, so I took a laxative that morning, mint, and just forgot about it, Rosie, and just went out
with
dancing
the
on tables. Risky.
It's not a good idea.
Right?
Not a good idea.
Had the best night ever. Don't remember going home. The next thing, I wake up on the bathroom floor covered in head to toe. In. And I'm not even going to say it because she says it a million times. We all know what she's covered in, guys. Yeah?
Cum.
No. Awful. I panicked, still drunk, tried to wipe it up and tried to wipe it off everything. It was all over the walls, all over the floor, all over the toilet and myself. I was mortified. I was trying to be discreet and I peeped in on my husband-to-be to see if I'd woken him up, only to find a massive pile of it in the bed next to him and he was asleep next to it. I was that rough. This is the worst. I was that rough and drunk, I couldn't cope anymore, so I just dove back into bed and slept on it.
No. No.
Yes.
What?
Yes. 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 Isn't that horrendous?
Is that the end?
No. No.
So, right, no, hang on. So, she's woke up in the bathroom, on the floor, covered in the brown stuff, right?
Yep.
And it's in her bed. Yep. He's asleep. And she's just thought, you know what? Sod it. I'm literally just going to get back into bed.
Climbed back in. Go back to sleep. Unbelievable.
Some people are grotesque.
This is the right. Well, it gets worse. She's found the right person. You know, when you read a story, you hear and you go, are you with the right person? Is this your soulmate? I think it is because he's just as bad as her, right?
Oh, no.
He woke up heaving. The room stunk. It was dried. And I want to just sort of skim over this. It was dried on her. He put her in the shower. He sprayed her in the shower. He had bin bags on his arms and to clean it off her. And it was a nightmare, right?
Probably an erection.
That, no.
You would never do that for me. You would never do that for me.
I would never do that for you. I would, no word of a lie. No word of a lie. I would get a different hotel room.
Probably getting off on it.
I would get a different hotel room.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you.
I would literally come out. I'd go, I need a new room. And I'll go get, and I would literally leave you and go, give us a shout when you've sorted all that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a shout. So to skip a couple of ridiculously disgusting bits, the maid knocked. He kind of gave the maid all the sheets and everything. And it was the worst, right? We get home. And he asked me to go and get the holiday pictures developed. I knew all the girls in Max Spielman. I'm assuming that's a...
That's the old... This right. is back in the day. This okay. is where you used to get your cameras developed.
Okay.
Right.
We'll strap in.
Okay.
I knew all the girls and was excited to collect the pics. I opened them and one by one, every picture on the camera was of me asleep covered in shit. He had took them all while I was asleep.
No way.
I was mortified everyone had seen it.
Oh, no. Was that his payback?
That's what he did. She woke up, realised, on a disposable camera, took loads of photos of her covered in it, went, go and get them developed. And it was she literally collected a week's worth of photos of a camera and they were all of her asleep in her own mess.
What?
And if they are not meant to be together, I don't know who is.
No. That's horrible.
It's unbelievable. It was horrible. Twists and turns. Twists and turns in that story.
Whose first thought is,
wake up, what's happening? This is disgusting. Right, that's it. I'm going to take a load of photos
of
you here.
It's like premeditated.
Incredible.
How could he go back to sleep when the person that he loves is... out cold in the bathroom, covered in her own shit. He's horrible.
No, I think he was asleep. She had done that, got herself to the bathroom, being covered in it. Then I think she woke up, came back in, went back to sleep. Then he woke up, saw it all, took photos, then woke her up and helped clean.
Oh, right, okay.
I think that's the timeline we're working on here.
I'm thinking he's noticed her in the bathroom on the floor and he's just took loads of pictures and went back to bed.
No, I mean, I would have probably just dragged you to the sea and just thrown you in the sea. You can't be going in the hotel pool.
I don't understand how people can get that drunk. I mean, I've been drunk before, but never soil myself drunk.
And this is the clip I'm going to play back to you. The day you do it. On repeat. While you're going, why aren't you using your phone camera? Why are you using that wind-on Kodak? You'll see. You'll see.
Do you know, can we just... I know all the girls in Max really well.
great. It's such a 90s thing. I know all the girls in the photo place.
That's hilarious. Hey, good old days, eh? The good old days.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Right. Now, I'm going to read a question, and it's got a little bit of sort of podcast fan love in, and I know we're sort of, you know, lovely. All the emails start with, we love the podcast, blah, 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 and we never really read that out. Well, this is a bit of self-congratulatory message, but you'll see, right?
Okay.
My wife is a huge fan of your podcast. Annoyingly, he talks about how he has to keep turning up the TV, so he's not listening, so fuck you, Dan. Set the scene. It's about 10 o'clock. We are both in the kitchen cleaning up, preparing lunch boxes for Tuesday. Hannah has your podcast on in the kitchen. I am by the cooker cleaning and warming our one-year-old's milk in the microwave. Hannah is by the sink taking her tablets. Hannah takes her tablets in an odd way. She takes a mouthful of squash, holds her head back, and drops her tablets into her mouth.
How?
Is that not the maddest?
What?
So I'll put the tablets in my mouth. Yeah. Granted, the powdery and they don't taste really nice, but you put them in your mouth and then you have a drink.
And then you have a drink.
Down. So this lady fills her mouth with the liquid, leans her head back and opens her mouth and drops them in like she's dropping them into a bath.
But like, so she must close her throat off, like gullet.
No. So it won't, if you just lie back and open your mouth with water in, it won't just go down
will
your throat.
Not?
No. Well, opening the gullet is a skill that people use to neck pints really quickly, and they can open it so it goes down. It won't
Pass
just go
me
down.
Your water.
Oh, this is going to be great. Right, there's your water there.
Right.
I'm waiting for you there. Right.
Blah, blah.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't go down.
Yeah, no,
I just
it doesn't,
didn't realise.
No.
I've never done that before.
Wasting everyone's time. So she takes a drink and just drops her tablets in.
No,
she's so guys, she's trying it again because she doesn't believe the first time.
No, I could probably do that. I mean, it's really weird, but I could, yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah. It's so weird. Does anyone else in the world take their tablets like that? Drop them into a mouth, a reservoir of fucking mouth water.
Everybody, if you do that with your tablet, shout, I do that now.
I'm facing away from her. And
oh, is there more? Right, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm facing away from her, and a bit of your podcast comes on where Chris is talking about how Rosie says yogurt. The next thing I hear is a snort, a sound like a whale makes when it shoots water out of its hole, and what sounds like gravel hitting the window. I turn around thinking, what the hell has happened? And Hannah is bent over the sink with squash dripping from each nostril and her mouth open, laughing hysterically. I look at the window, and her tablets are stuck to the window. I want to take a picture, but she snatched my phone off me too quick.
And that's why you don't take tablets like that, Hannah.
And that's why, mate, you shouldn't have had your phone. You should have had a disposable camera and made sure she knows all the girls in the shop.
Exactly.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, but we actually have, again, this week, a celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
Celebrity question. Not just a celebrity, a dame.
A dame. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world. Nothing looks like a dame. That is anything like a dame. No one cooks like a dame.
What is this?
No one something's like a dame.
What
it's
is
a,
this?
It's actually a song.
Right.
Nothing
I'll take your word for
like
it.
A dame.
I'll take your word for it.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. It's Dame Jess Krennis Hill here. I absolutely love your podcast and I'm totally addicted to it. So I've got you a quick question. If you could win a gold medal in anything, it doesn't have to be sport, what would it be and why?
Ooh, lovely
you.
Question.
Thank
Jessica,
you so much.
Dame Jessica Ennis Hill, a fan of this.
She sent it to us.
Yeah.
Like, that's how she enjoys. That's how much she enjoys the
Thank
podcast.
Thank you so, so Thank much you. For that question. It's an honour to have you on. So I'm guessing it is, what do you think you're so good at that you'd get a gold medal for it? Yeah, go.
Maybe I'm not good at it because I've never tried, but I would love to win a gold medal in an eating competition.
Just God. You're not even picking something you think you deserve a gold medal in. You would just, what you're saying is you would love to enter and win an eating competition.
Yes.
Great. Why?
Just, well, I love eating.
Yeah.
I can eat quite a lot.
You just think it would be a nice day out?
I just, you know, when we grew up watching films, right? Yeah. American films, where it was lovely and they went to like the fair and all that. And there'd always been eating competition on.
Hot dog eating competition.
Nowhere does that here. And I've just, that was my childhood. And I would really love to be somewhere and they'd be like, roll up, come and join the
amazing bottomless woman
eating competition.
Brilliant.
And I would enter and I would really enjoy that.
Wow. So you, but basically, you're not even bothered about gold medal, you just want to win. You want to be involved in an eating competition.
I'd like to win as well.
Right.
Obviously. Okay. But I'd absolutely love to be in. I'd just love to sign up and be like waiting.
What would you eat?
Do you know what? Right. Okay. Probably Gergens.
What a shit competition. Just fucking jars of Gergens.
Or pancakes. Or like cakes or something in
pancake
general.
Cake. Right. Cakes. Now we're talking. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Biscuits.
Gergens. Biscuits.
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie.
Jack potato. I love jack potatoes.
Oh, God.
Tuna.
Tuna in a
tuna
taxi.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Just, God. I just would really like to, probably cliche, hot dogs.
Yeah. I honestly think I could beat anyone at eating margarita pizza in a pizza competition. I, hand on heart, believe I could beat
Why
anyone
are you,
in the world.
Listen, she didn't ask us both to have the same one.
No, no. I'll, no
pick your own.
Excuse me. I was joining in. It's called a conversation. I'll
what
pick
would yours
in a
be?
Second. Probably margarita.
No, don't. It's my competition. I'm winning it because you would beat us. That's the only thing.
At margarita right, pizza, on. Not at anything else.
Come on.
Let me have a second. What would I?
What would you like to? If you could do anything that you could win a gold medal in, what would it be? It's a good question. That thank you.
It
Jess.
Is what? This is going to sound so ridiculous, but I literally said the other day out loud to myself, "I am the best person in the world at this," and I can't remember what it was.
Why
I do
are you
stuff
saying
like all
that?
The time. Don't know. Now and then I'll be like, "I'm honestly, I'm amazing at this." I'll say it out loud, and it's always something really shit.
What a dick! That's awful.
I did, but if you know what they are, I mean, I once sung the R. Kelly song "World's Greatest," and the world's greatest. Mm. I once sung that in Magaluf on holiday with the lads while cleaning my underpants in the sink. And I was singing World's Greatest, and I said to the lads, I said to them all, do you all think I'm the world's greatest at singing World's Greatest while washing my underpants in the sink?
How have you still got mates?
Yeah, they were not. You know when your mates just aren't on your wavelength? I was like, lads, you think I'm the world's greatest, is it? And they were like, no.
I'm glad that was all knocked out of you before we got together, sort of. Are you going to pick anything? You're just going to talk
I'm
about chai holidays?
I'm really, really, really good at making forts. Great. I think making forts with cushions and blankets and chairs in the house, I think I'm one of the best people in the world at making forts. Okay. And I think I'd love there to be a competition in making forts. And right. I think I'd win a gold medal.
I'm really upset because we heard this question last night.
Yeah.
You've had nearly 24 hours to think of an answer for that. And you're coming up with fort building.
Oh,
it's not even a real competition.
Fucking gherkin eating competition. The shittest, smelliest fucking vinegary place ever. Imagine the sinks.
Thing.
Imagine the sinks after that where you've got to get rid of all the juice. In fact, no, because you'd just drink it all, wouldn't you? Because you're a pig.
I drink the vinegar. Yeah, exactly. So what do you want to do?
Yeah, that's the only reason you want to be there. You don't even want to be in the eating competition. You just want to be there to fucking siphon off everyone's vinegar water afterwards.
And what? What are you going to do? Right. Nothing. That's enough.
Just probably beg that you have a couple of pellets of chewing gum after.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening. We so appreciate you coming back week after week.
Always.
We are going on tour. Tickets are on sale now. shagmaradinoy.com.
Yes.
Please come and see us. We'd love to see you there.
Absolutely. And obviously, please keep getting in touch. Your questions are equally terrifying and joyous in equal measure. Thank you. It's shagmaradinoy@gmail.com. It's shagmaradinoy.com for the tickets for the tour. We'll see you out there.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.